This past weekend, Afropunk returned to Fort Greene. It once again provided a space for live music, culture, and black community. WNYC's Precious Fondren reports.
Brooklyn, how we doing?
After a three-year hiatus because of the pandemic, Afropunk once again brought together black people across the diaspora to Brooklyn for live music, fashion, and fellowship. The festival was founded over a decade ago and takes place in Commodore Barry Park. It began as a place for black people who were into punk rock and other alternative subcultures to convene. The event has evolved since then to include alternative R&B, jazz, and Afrobeats. Weeks before the festival, organizers said that since the Afropunk brand has expanded, this year's offerings would include more than just music. Executive producer Anthony Maddox.
So we're going to be doing some fashion integrations. We're doing wellness integrations. So we're really going to have a very more robust, experiential Afropunk Brooklyn this year. So we're excited for what our community can get to experience and have the pleasure of listening to Burna Boy, listening to The Roots.
Anita Asante is the head of global brand partnerships for Afropunk. She says she began her journey with the festival as a consumer. Since joining the team, she's been mainly focused on amplifying a sense of belonging for all attendees.
We have people coming up to us that are just like, oh my gosh, you guys get what we want to do and you get us and you understand us. So I think that's been like really key and pivotal in being able to, you know, have this brand as a celebration of just blackness and being super unapologetic.
The artists that perform at Afropunk year to year have changed, but audience members say the feelings of camaraderie and community have remained the same. Here's one attendee, Arisha Clark.
I've been sheltered my whole life, so it feels good to know I can enter a space where I can actually be my full self. I mean, as me being black, as me being a femme, as me being queer, and wasn't able to go into certain spaces comfortably and be myself, I could literally just like let loose and just have a good time.
Emfrey Ima held on the fort at her brother's vendor's tent, where she was helping him sell his African print-inspired clothing. She's been coming to the festival since 2015 and says she's discovered something new each time.
It's always great to see black people doing black people stuff, and having, being Nigerian myself, right, having a little bit of the diaspora African culture being here and showing what it is and what it looks like, that's always great.
Yeah, it's so good to be in front of y'all this evening. What's poppin', man?
That's R&B singer Lucky Day, who took the stage on Sunday night in the pouring rain just before headliner Burna Boy. But while big names like Day and Burna attract the majority of the crowd, Afropunk is also keen on showcasing local talent. New Jersey-born DJ Isaac Campbell performs under the stage name More Soup Please. He says he was overjoyed at the opportunity to DJ for his first festival.
Like, I want to do this on a regular. I don't want to just be like the end all. I'm just glad I made it to this level. We trying to get to, like, you know, stadium level. We trying to get the tour level.
In November, the festival brings the entertainment to Brazil. And in February, Afropunk will be collaborating with Lincoln Center to bring black women creators from around the world for a weekend of programming. Precious Fondren, WNYC News.